content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I appreciate you bringing me some of that ether elixir.
I know. Yeah. It's close stated, so there's actually more probiotics in it and less sugar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
but
that's
it's
how I want to buy.
Bubbly.
Well, I want to buy mine like that all the time.
I know, that's what I drink.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. What flavors did you bring?
I brought Strawberry Me and Beat Around the Bush.
And what, Beat Around the Bush?
Yeah,
I love that.
Beet
yeah,
and
like
lavender.
I love that. So I always buy mine at Natural Grocer, and I love the product. I really do. It's so good to have you as the inventor, all things Autumn, in studio with us today.
Thank you.
So we didn't have you earlier in the week, so we brought you
surprise.
Back in. Surprise, surprise. But yeah, just love having you on the show. Okay, so let me ask you this. So can you, because we've got the SPCA coming up here in just a second with Maura Davies, can you give these probiotics, can you pour it in the water of dog water and cat water?
It does. You've got, you know, some pets are more finicky than others, so you've got to kind of play around with the amounts, but it does a really cool thing. The first thing it does is, you know, all that slime that's in a pet bowl? What that's a bacterial biofilm. So what this does is it'll eat that away. So even if you just put a little bit in there, then it makes it so you don't get that slime on the bowl.
I hate that slime. I cleaned my bowls this morning.
I did too. Nobody likes that slime. Yeah. That stuff's gross.
It's so gross.
I clean my bowls almost every day, though, because I've got so many animals. I do.
Yeah. I just got two new dogs.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
They're like the little teeniest, like, chihuahua-y things.
Oh, my gosh.
For my kids. Like, I wanted them just to have, like, their own, like, little baby to love on right now. And I mean, I'm just floored with we got them from the Humane Society.
I was just going to ask you, but I was almost afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but I know you pretty well, and I can't imagine you doing anything else.
No, we did. And I mean, we had the whole Humane Society in tears when my son, like, found, because he, like, was going through the dogs trying to figure them out, and he got this one out of her little cage. I mean, and she just, like, ran up and gave him, like, a dog hug, and he just, like, dropped down to his knees, and he hugged her back. I mean, there were six of us adults in the room, and
bawling.
We're all like,
oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Animals are so fabulous and wonderful, and they open your heart up, is all I can tell you.
That's exactly what they needed.
They absolutely
and
open
they're already
your heart.
Potty trained, and it's
how can
just
you beat
like,
it?
Yeah, it's like they just like blend right in. I'm all, well, this is nice.
Well, kudos to you for going to a shelter, because that's so important. As Maura Davies, who is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA, that's a Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. Always love having you on the show. Maura, what do you have to say about that?
Oh, I love it. Adoption is the best option, as they say.
It is. And, you know, today we're going to talk about if it's okay to shave your dog. But before we do, let's talk for a moment while we're already on this subject about the importance of spaying and neutering and how we can shut down euthanasia and animals being discarded like trash within 2 years if everybody was to do what Autumn just did and then also spay and neuter, right?
Yes, if people would focus on adopting from shelters or rescue groups and spaying and neutering their pets, it really would be an amazing thing. It would be transformative for the animals in this country. We could empty out the shelters, get all those pets into homes, and go to work helping the other animals out there that need more assistance. So it's a big deal.
Absolutely, it is a big deal. And it's a big deal for the earth, too, because if you think about the bacteria from the carnage of all those animals being disposed in our city dumps or incinerated in...
put in dog food, like we talked about last week.
Yeah, or put in dog food. Yeah, and I saw a chicken truck the other day. I flipped my lid yesterday, Maura, on the show, talking about all the abuse with the animals in the farming industry. Yeah. But, you know, that's what we do, right? It's a tough job, but someone has to do it, right, Maura?
Oh, for sure. It's wonderful to have everyone we can out here advocating for animals.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of animals, it's summer once again, and the brutal Texas heat is back with a vengeance. It really is. So if this is your first time experiencing a Texas summer, your first instinct might be to shave your dog down and give them some relief from the heat. But they must be burning up with that thick fur coat, right? Wrong, right, Maura?
Correct. I know it's a big misconception. And, you know, and I will give that a qualified. It mostly depends. But generally speaking, I know we all want to treat our pets like they're people because they're our family. It's important to remember they're not humans and their bodies are designed a little bit differently from ours. Dogs regulate heat differently. They actually sweat through the pads on their feet. They don't sweat through pores on their body like we do. They also pant to kind of to cool off as well. But whether it's a dog with a single coat or a double coat, double-coated dogs are like Huskies, Golden Retrievers. Those guys will shed that thick undercoat when the temperatures get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And even the ones with the thinner coat, that coat is what protects your dog's skin from sunburn. So
right. Well,
and keep the sun off.
Well, and yeah, and so I'm sorry for the interruption. I just got excited because I think this is so important that people, you need to brush your dogs regularly, especially if they have that undercoat. That's how you can really help them. And they love all the TLC.
Absolutely. There are special brushes you can get all over the place that will take out just that undercoat. There are some brushes that will get a little too overzealous and take you off your dog's whole coat, so beware. But pick a good brush that works for your dog, and that you guys will have quality time together, and they're happier, they're cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of working with your dog's natural system to help them regulate heat. So that's a good thing to do. And then, but there's also some other stuff you can do besides brushing to help your pets stay comfortable in the summer.
Okay, what can we do?
Yeah, well, I'm a huge advocate of saying if you're hot outside, they're hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can, keep them inside. I know there are some dogs that are absolutely acclimated to being outside. Some people do keep their dogs outside. If you do, keep your dog outside. Make sure they have plenty of shade, a lot of water, put some ice in there. Consider putting out a big kiddie pool with ice water in it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they are fed properly, that they get enough calories for their body. This is kind of true in winter and in summer. And really, when it's too hot outside for any of that to work, just bring them in. Let them sit in front of the air conditioner.
Well, and we talked about this last week, protecting their paws from the heat, not leaving them in a car. But I became the paw Nazi at the farmer's market last weekend, going around and checking on everybody, making sure that they were educated about paw heat.
That's the point. They're delicate skin. You know, pets can go out and get burns on the hot concrete, and
yes,
it's very serious. It can get infected. It's horrible.
Well, and you know what my daughter, Vincenza, reminded me last night? She said, you should talk about collars on the air and how if you have a young dog or cat, as they grow, to continue to check their collar, or just maybe make a note in your calendar, in your phone, like every couple of months to just check, or maybe once a month when you give them their heartworm preventative, to check their collar and make sure that it's not too tight, because things can happen, can't they?
It's true. We see all too often, and it breaks my heart every time I see it, dogs with embedded collars. And that's when the collar is so small and the dog keeps growing and it has to go somewhere. So we have to surgically remove those collars and treat those wounds. The easy thing is keep in mind to correctly size your pet's collar. Make sure that it's tight enough so it doesn't slip over their head. But make sure that you can also get two of your fingers in between the collar and their neck.
Okay.
And that'll help you keep a good collar size at all times.
Well, and fingers are different. You got fat fingers, skinny fingers. So what, what if you've, you know, you don't want it too loose, but you don't want it too tight. So I always go with three fingers because I'm female and my hands are smaller, too.
Sure. Absolutely. And if you're some dogs and cats out there are not huge fans of collars. Mainly the dogs, but you can also try a harness. They're all different kinds. Some of them look like little jackets, although they don't cover as much, obviously, but they're little, maybe vests is a better word. So they're like cute little vests. And a lot of dogs prefer those, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they do. I saw a dog with one of those god-awful metal collars with the things that pinch them if they don't stay in place. Mm-hmm. What do you think about those? And furthermore, what is the stance of the SPCA on those types of collars?
Sure. Well, the SPCA of Texas really does advocate that people find a good, comfortable collar for their pet. And collars of the type you're describing are often very uncomfortable. And even there are a lot of people out there who say, well, I might have one of those kinds of collars because my pet pulls on a leash. There are so many better options for collars and harnesses and even leashes that can help your or prevent your pet from pulling too hard on leash. Mm-hmm. So steer toward the fabric, the softer ones. Those are going to be best. So that's going to keep your pet happy and healthy. And as always, with any of those really harsh choke type collars, especially with prongs, mm-hmm. It's all too easy to accidentally use those incorrectly. So err on the side of your pet's comfort and safety.
I just hate them.
Get the soft collars and harnesses. Yep. Those can be fantastic too.
I had all I could do not to go up to the person and say, what mm-hmm. are you thinking? You know, it really bothered mm-hmm. me. I just think there's a better way. Like you said, I mean, mm-hmm. would you want a big metal thing pinching your neck around when you sleep,
no.
when you move, when you're walking, when you're out trying to enjoy yourself? Why would you do that? Right.
You know, when exactly. I did a training class with the dogs once, and they said that there's a big difference between the choke collars, which is just the chain, mm-hmm. and then the one with the prong.
Right. These are the ones with the prong.
Well, but wait, the ones prongs. With the prongs, mm-hmm. from according to this training school I went to, are better. And I put one on because the choke collar, it's like pulling on their esophagus and actually closing their windpipe because mm-hmm. they're pulling. Mm-hmm. So the pinch mm-hmm. collar is applying more even pressure all the way around their neck. So I had a husky at the time, and the way that they taught me to train her, but I put it on myself first so that I could feel like mm-hmm. what it felt like.
How did it feel?
And you know, what they said is right. It was even pressure. So as I pulled, it did do even pressure. The problem is that it's just like Maura was saying, it's that people don't know how to use it correctly. So you get them, mm-hmm. they're not supposed to be on the dog all the time. They're just supposed mm-hmm. to be for training.
Okay.
And then when you're correcting the dog, like a lot of people do it too hard, they like yank it. Mm-hmm. And when you yank it, then it really does hurt. So it's mm-hmm. like, it is a shame that it's sold, you know, at PetSmart, like just so any average Joe could like go and pick one up. Ugh. But you know, it's like people just need to educate themselves on it.
Okay, so PetSmart's quit selling. There's a good place to start. And I don't know where else if Chewy. Well, Chewy's owned by PetSmart now, I heard.
Are
that.
They?
I believe so, yeah. They.
I just bought a pig ramp from Chewy.
A pig ramp?
Yeah, help my pig get up and down the stairs.
Maura, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right, everyone. Please spay and neuter and check your dog's collars. Don't use those bad ones. And what else? Give them lots of water and don't shave your dog or cat. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show coming up. Dr. Isaac Montemary is coming up. We're going to be talking about summer first aid and what you should know about your gallbladder. And Autumn Warren Connolly is going to be talking about the art of being. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, Autumn Warren Connolly, and I have Dr. Isaac Montemary on the line. He completed his surgical training at the Cleveland Clinic before completing an advanced fellowship in bariatrics and foregut surgery at the University of Florida. Dr. Montemary specializes in a broad spectrum of diseases spanning from gastroesophageal reflux to bariatric weight loss. In addition to general surgery, he is currently practicing with North Florida Surgeons in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome back, Dr. Isaac Montemary, my dear friend. How are you doing?
Great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we were thinking this would be a great topic about summer first aid. And then, Randy, our dear friend Randy, he has a gallbladder problem. And so I was like, the gallbladder, and then his sisters did too. And I thought that would be a great subject because it seems like a lot of people have gallbladder problems.
You know, and I'll tell you, I was on call last weekend and I took out 10 gallbladders. So
what?
Something
okay.
Very regularly.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go to the first aid second and talk about this gallbladder stuff. So why? That seems like a lot of gallbladder surgeries, Isaac. So do you think that there's something contributing to this? Like there's a higher level of gallbladder surgeries being done because of what? What's causing it?
So you know it's gallstones are a very common issue that happen in the community. And actually, as a general surgeon, removing gallbladder is probably one of the most common procedures that we do. Unfortunately, it has a lot to do with our diet. And so some people have a slower enzyme, or some people have a poor diet. But generally, the most common reason for having gallstones is higher cholesterol. And when those stones start bothering you, it's time to take out your gallbladder.
Yeah, but the high cholesterol, okay, I didn't know we were going to go there. That's just an indicator that basically, I mean, because cholesterol occurs naturally in the body, cholesterol is a hormone, correct?
Correct.
And so isn't that just indicative that you've got a lot of health problems and it's not necessarily because your cholesterol is high?
No, not specifically. I think with the gallstones specifically, it's just a matter of if they're causing a symptom. So if you take 10 people off the street, 5 out of 10 people have gallstones, and it's a very common thing.
Wow.
But 1 out of those 5 people will end up needing their gallbladder removed. So that's kind of how the numbers work in terms of it. We don't just take out gallbladders for gallstones. Mm-hmm. We only remove them when they start actually causing a problem.
Well, because they become infected, right? And then that's when the issues, I mean, it could kill you if you don't get it removed if it's infected. Is that true?
Right, that's absolutely correct. So it could be something as mild as like symptomatic gallstones, where a gallstone's kind of intermittently blocking your gallbladder duct, or it could be something as bad as gallstone pancreatitis, where a gallstone has gone and blocked your pancreatic duct that causes severe pain and requiring admission and maybe other GI procedures as well as mm-hmm. having your gallbladder removed once you recover.
Well, so what are some common signs of gallbladder disease? And can you fix it by diet? Can you, send it sailing if you get on a good diet?
absolutely. So, you can try clearing up your diet, but, by far, if it starts bothering you and it does not go away, then removing it is actually probably the safest thing. So one of the most common symptoms that people start experiencing are kind of like epigastric or right upper quadrant abdominal pain, and it's generally after a fatty meal. And it can be that. It can be pain that radiates to your back, pain that radiates to your shoulder. Sometimes it even feels like a heart attack.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, you know, Randy had a really bad attack of abdominal pain a couple of weeks ago. That's when he went in, and his sister had had her gallbladder removed as well, and his other sister, too. And I was like, is this a genetic thing?
There is. Actually, we do see a familial predisposition for it. Every so frequently, we have patients, you know, multiple family members, and if you're more prone to it, it's just something that happens genetically, and it could be because of stones, it could be because your gallbladder is just not working well, and that happens from time to time as well.
Is there a certain profile person? Like, is this something that's caused by, you know, obesity, or is it related to the poor diet, not enough exercise, or just like a cumulative of all three?
So, you know, it's a there was when I was in med school, we'd have there was a profile, and we'd call it the four F's. You know, overweight, female, fertile. But what I've seen, and I've taken gallbladders out of people that are, you know, as young as 16 or 17, all
really?
The way to people that are like 93 years old. When it starts bothering you, it's time to actually seek medical care.
Wow. So is there anything at all that you can do to prevent them?
You know, you can just eat a healthy diet. You know, you can make sure you have an active lifestyle. You just make sure that you have a well-balanced diet. I tell you, sometimes I see people develop gallbladder issues when they do these crash diets or have these random weight loss trials. And so these things just kind of happen. If it was going to happen, it's going to happen.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here questioning as you're speaking. I immediately, when you said high-fat diet, I thought about the ketogenic diet, which is so popular right now. So if you're on a ketogenic diet, do you have a higher chance of coming down with gallbladder disease? I wonder.
Well, there's a possibility. I think with the ketogenic diet, what you're worried about as you're introducing this high-fat diet is that how it's affecting your triglycerides. And so as we're, you know, we're seeing the long-term effects of this diet. You know, and I do have patients on this diet. I do monitor things such as their triglycerides to make sure that they're at safe levels, because you don't want to trade weight for cardiac issues.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow. Okay. So, when should you see a doctor?
So, if the pain, you know, is causing a problem, and it's, you know, if it's getting worse. Definitely, typical gallbladder symptoms are intermittent right upper quadrant pain that comes and goes, and it's associated with food intake. Now, if it starts coming and going more frequently, then yes, definitely go see your doctor. You can start with your primary care, and your typical workup is something like an ultrasound and some labs. And then if your symptoms are bad enough, then you should see a surgeon to have it removed.
Mm.
Now, if you start having symptoms such as like severe abdominal pain or fever or jaundice or anything like that, then you're worried about something worse happening, and that's when you need to go to the ER.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of the emergency room, summer first aid, let's switch over to that. Okay, so what are some common summer injuries?
So, you know, we start with the first thing. You know, it's the weather's getting nice, everybody's going out, but people are not paying attention to what they're doing. And so things such as dehydration are a very common thing that we see, things such as sunburns. Something very commonly seen in the ER or in primary care office after a long weekend. Things such as related to activity, you know, as the weather starts getting better, people start getting outside, they start falling. So you have things like trauma,
mm-hmm.
Things like swimming injuries. So you have to be very cognizant of it.
Stepping on a bee. I've done that before. Have you ever? So bee stings. What do you do for bee stings typically? And how do you know if, you know, some people are severely allergic to bee stings. What happens then?
So, you know, you could start with just taking some Benadryl to start to just see if that's going to help with the kind of swelling. And if you start having like a big redness and a lot of swelling, then starting with some Benadryl and then seeking medical care. Generally, it's not your first exposure to a bee sting that will cause you to have an allergic reaction. It's the second one, because then your body's kind of become sensitized to it.
Ah, okay. That's really good to know. Okay. What about water-related issues? This is a big one, because I was actually talking about this morning and last week, how easily a child can drown.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, I think the misperception is that, you know, when you get together with a bunch of people and, you know, there's a pool party per se, or you're at the lake, there are a bunch of people, so everybody's going to be watching your kids. But in reality, everybody's kind of relaxed, and they're like, oh, there are a bunch of people around, so my kids are safe. So you actually need to actually be more cognizant of it, and maybe actually take turns keeping an eye on the kids, because these things happen very quickly.
They do. Well, you know, it happened in my pool. This is what I was talking about this morning, 4 or 5 years ago. And you know the person, the father, and his little son was right between his legs, right in front of him. And he was talking to me. And one of our other friends, who you also know, was on the other side of the pool, who saw the baby go down and started yelling and dove into the water and quickly grabbed the baby and brought him up. But he definitely would have drowned. And then another friend of mine in California, like 20 years ago at their pool, at their home, a child did drown, and it was a matter of seconds. And it's so silent, you know, because you don't really realize that the child has slipped down underwater, so you don't hear anything, right?
No, absolutely, you're correct. You know, and it just, you know, you think it's everything's okay, and then all of a sudden it's too late, and that's the problem.
And it only takes a second. So everyone, please be careful with your children out there swimming this summer. It's so important. Isaac, miss you. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Can't wait to see you again.
Hey, great talking to you again.
All right, that's Dr. Isaac Montemary. You can find him at North Florida Surgeons in Jacksonville, Florida. If you need surgery, I would suggest you go there. And get out of the Texas heat. And he's a fine surgeon, I can assure you.
Go get your gallbladder removed.
Yeah, go get your gallbladder removed. Well, Randy might be headed that way. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Oh my gosh, I was dancing to this song last night, Diamond. Did you hear me, Lexi? Because I had it cranked pretty loud.
I was not
shaking the walls. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Autumn Warren Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. That's probioticsyall.com. You know, when we were talking with Dr. Montemary, you know, we didn't get to all of it. And there's a couple of things I wanted to mention that really hit close to home for me. ATV, the all-terrain vehicles.
Yeah.
I think they are so awful. They should be outlawed. I have two very dear friends of mine. One had a granddaughter almost killed 2 years ago on it, who is, who it took her a whole year to survive. And she's, I don't want to say scarred for life because she's so beautiful inside and out that the scar doesn't even, you know, it's like it's invisible. It's not even there, but it could have been her head. It could have killed her. It could have killed her. And then another very dear friend of mine that I've known for years, she lost her son 3 years ago. It was just a few weeks before Christmas, Avi, wasn't it? Yeah, they had to bury their son just a week or two before Christmas. He was on an all-terrain vehicle, and he was
in an accident.
Kids will fool around. That's how they should never be without an adult. But they're such an unsteady and unstable vehicle. They shouldn't even be out there.
You take a turn too quick.
I've been in an accident before, and one of the wheels landed right on top of my leg, and I have like nerve damage in the side of my
calf. But if it was your head, you wouldn't be talking
right now. I know. It was
scary. And it happens so often. And I really want parents to understand that think, oh, well, boys will be boys and, you know, kids need to play. No, they don't. Not on ATVs.
Well, not on something. I mean, what with such a high-powered vehicle, it just doesn't seem like a good idea to give children something that, I mean, we all know children can be irresponsible. Even a well-behaved child, they push the limits of responsibility. So to give them that responsibility with something that it can be so dangerous, I mean.
Well, God bless little Brantley's soul because he was only 13.
Oh.
So many people at this child's funeral. The family is very dear to so many in the community. It was heartbreaking and it was so preventable, but it landed on his chest, right? And cut off his air. So he was brain dead. And so they had to pull the plug on him. They donated all of his organs. And so he saved a lot of other people and children. Mm-hmm. But oh my gosh, my dear friend, Jamie, God bless her. I mean, she's, how can you be the same after something like that?
And I don't think you can.
You can't. And it just breaks my heart. So I just wanted to bring it up for other parents out there.
It's a good reminder because kids get bored in the summertime and parents start getting a little bit lax because, everybody's getting all cooped up and whatever. Yep. But
Well, and we have a rule at my house that you can never swim alone. You can't go out in the pool by yourself just in case you slip, hit your head or whatever. Yeah. You always need to have somebody there with you, even if they're just sitting in a chair nearby. But
good
it's not good to swim alone, I don't think.
I agree.
Well, okay, so let's get to your subject. But I want to get out there because I feel like it really needs to be said.
I like it. Yeah, it's planting a seed. Why not? Throw it out there.
Well, yeah, and I mean, talking, you know, when we went to break, you guys, you know, I said, you know what? If we saved one child from that segment, just talking about how quickly children can drown, I feel like we did our part today. And Avi is a lifeguard. I've actually employed her before as a lifeguard for when I've had a party, just for extra safety because it can happen so quickly. Tell us what you said.
Drowning is the number one reason for a child under the age of 5 to die an accidental death.
Yeah.
So make sure.
Make sure you're watching them close because you don't.
They love water.
Oh, and they love
kids
water.
Kids love it. And that's the thing. Get your kid enrolled in a swim class so that way they can learn to be safe in the water and as well as love it.
Yeah, and they can start training at like, what, 4 or 5 months? 6 months? I think I started training Nia at 6 months because I was so freaked out about the pool.
Get them in a bathtub even. Like, get your newborn really comfortable in the bathtub and get them to some swim lessons after that. I think it's 6 months. That's a really good age start getting them in.
I think that's how old Nia was when I started her.
Start giving them some independence.
But, you know, yeah, you got to protect those babies.
You do.
For sure.
All right. So let's talk about the big babies here.
Yeah,
all the
exactly.
adult babies. Okay. The art of just being is what we're talking about today with Autumn Warren. So the art of being, similar to meditation, but more day-to-day practical life approach to slowing down. I love this. So what is being, in your opinion, Autumn?
Being is, to me, it would just be where you get your mind to go completely silent, which is different from meditation because when you're meditating, you know, when meditation has become such a buzzword, and I love it. I love that more people are practicing it, incorporating it into their day-to-day life. But people are almost approaching it with the outlook of meditation is something that they need to be doing. Whereas what you really want to be doing when you're meditating is escaping your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But people get hung up on, you know, the statistics of it. How long was I not thinking of something? Or what did I think of? Or how was my timer? What music should I listen to, or where should I meditate? And it's like you're actually creating this whole mental process over the fact that you're trying to be devoid of your mental process.
Right.
And so because
the whole object is to lose control,
right.
to stop trying to control everything.
Exactly.
Including your mind.
That's exactly it. So in being, what you're doing is you're getting to that point where you realize your rational thought process and the emotions that you have as a result of that thought process, they're not helping anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just be, just sit, just do nothing.
Just
sit in a swing and just let the world pass by for a minute.
A good place to do that really is out in nature.
Nature.
You know, just sit there. I mean, I did it the other night by the pool, just sat there doing nothing.
Right.
I almost fell asleep.
Yeah.
But my mind just did nothing for a while.
Right.
By the pool, it's so relaxing. If you don't have a pool, you don't have to have a pool. You can, you know, sit by a tree, sit and listen to the birds or the sun, watch the sun rise, watch it set.
Yes, that's what I mean, I practiced it this week, actually, and my children, they have a big net swing, and I just sat in it for an hour and a half at like 9 o'clock at night. And I just sat there and
did
swung
nothing.
Back and forth. Like, you know, the chicken coop is nearby. Like they were snoring. And I was like, they like do like a wee, 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 wee. It's actually really cute. Yeah. But, you know, I just sat there and it's like, I'm a big meditator and I take it real seriously. Like I get weird about it. You know, I'm like, I shall meditate this amount of time at this time every day. And I will pick this chant to do for this many days in a row. But the amount of time that I actually spend just being and not thinking about what it is I ought to do or how I can solve this problem or how I can, you know, be better at this situation in life is very little.
So you chant.
I chant all the
you
time.
You chant. Okay. I know you sing to your probiotics.
I do.
Or your bacteria. You do. She does.
I sing to everything. You want me to sing to you right now?
Can you sing? You know, I'm taking singing lessons.
I am.
I want to really learn to sing. Yeah. But chanting. Okay. So what's a typical chant? Because I know people out there are thinking these girls are crazy.
Well, you know, the word typical, I don't know how that comes into play, but I'm doing one right now that's it's Opsahai Soai. Sachida Sachadoa.
Can you do it for us?
Yeah, I can. You want me to sing it?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
It goes, Apsahai hoa, Sachida Sachadoa, hara, hara, hara. And it's essentially meaning, so I just repeat that for about an hour. And I just sing it over, and it's got a lot of guttural movement. So there's a lot of abdominal like crunches, the hada, hada, hada.
Is that a language?
It is, as Sanskrit.
Oh, okay,
so
that's right. Okay.
It's actually Gurmukhi. Gurmukhi is the casual version of Sanskrit, like commoner Sanskrit, yeah. But it's still a derivative.
And now people are really thinking we're crazy.
Right.
Okay,
so. I just jumped off the ledge here.
I liked it.
I loved
did
it.
Did you like it? Okay,
yeah.
So what were the words you were saying?
Well, the words I was saying is I'm basically saying, you know, to the universe, you know, I bow to your protection. I surrender to the universal forces at play. We're all one, and, you know, I am one with all, and therefore I am protected in, mm-hmm. you know, the big grand scheme of life.
When you think about
That's
stuff
beautiful.
Like that, I know when I do, it calms me down immediately.
Oh, for sure.
Because it makes you realize how small you really are and that you really don't have any control over Jack Smack.
Right.
You know, right?
Which Jack Smack I am totally adding to my vocabulary.
Well, I wanted to say Jack, you know what, but I can't say that on the radio. All right. So we're going to talk more about this when we come back. About that you are a part of the universe and the universe is a part of you.
That's right.
So you got to keep that in mind when you get overwhelmed and start to catastrophize. Is that the word I want to use?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
so,
that's the right word.
All right. So we've got lots more coming up. All things autumn. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, I'm Laravelle Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Warren Connolly. Everyone, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And the podcast after the broadcast is going to be up, I think, next week, which is Cassie Bjork's interview that we did while we were at the Paleo FX is going to be on there, and some other goodies. And so it's great. It really is. You can go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior that you can get at the Vitamin Shop or in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And of course, Paleo Magazine. You can visit them at PaleoMagazineOnline.com. I just signed up for some special edition of something yesterday, but it was packed full of information. It was only $15, so check it out. And of course, the H Hemp Company. I've got my hemp in me right now. I absolutely love how it makes me feel. I really do. It helps me to meditate, which we're going to be talking about here in a minute with Autumn Warren Connolly. And use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And of course, Sunlighten Infrared Saunas. I'm sure you heard the spot during the break, but I'm getting mine delivered sometime in the next couple of hours, and I actually may be in my infrared sauna tonight. So I'm excited.
I'm so excited to
I'm
see it.
I'm excited too.
I am. We're going to be doing it. We're going to be in the, infrared sauna doing the infrared.
Detoxing.
Detoxing. Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Well, you know, when you say doing it, people automatically.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Let's do it.
Oh my God. But they're really, really beautiful. They're number one doctor recommended and a consumer recommended brand. And they're a company that you can trust. So I stand behind it. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal. The Wellbeing Journal is such a good magazine. Lots of great articles in there. Educate. You buy that, don't you?
Yeah, from Natural Grocer.
From Natural Grocer. Mm-hmm. That and Paleo Magazine are both available there. So it's always good to keep yourself educated because your health is the most... Huh?
We have some great guests coming up from Wellbeing Journal. Sorry, you cut out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no worries. So look forward to it. I do. And I look forward to continuing this conversation with you, Autumn Warren Connolly. Before we went to break, we were talking about you chanting. And you actually chanted on the air. So
I did.
How long have you been doing that? Just by the way, just curious.
4 years. I've got my first chant that I started actually it would be closer to 5 years, but I started it.
Okay.
And I have never stopped. I've continued to do
really?
It every
so
day.
The only chanting I know is from the movie that I watched when I was a kid, The Sound of Music, and the nuns would chant.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Very similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a language. And so how did you start? I mean, like, what did you say? Okay, so I'm going to start chanting. And so what happens after that? I'm just curious.
Well, I would feel really goofy right at first.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's what a lot of people tell me. They're like, I can't overcome like this weird like feeling of doing it. Like it feels really strange.
Yeah.
And
because we care too much what people think.
Yeah, you do. And what I think probably I was more timid with it when I started, but then I have seen the benefits in my own life from it. I mean, huge benefits. And for me, you know, whatever, I'm going to let my freak flag fly. Like, it works.
I love that.
So if it works for me, I mean, I chant really, really loud. Like, my kids will be in the front yard, and they're like, we can hear you in the front yard. And I'm all, glad you like it. You know, you should be in here, too.
They're going to be chanting one day, probably.
They chant now.
Do they?
The chant that I just sang, now I sing as part of their bedtime routine with a couple other ones for protection and stuff like that. And then they do one each day that's for... it's for opening their hearts and keeping them open and just essentially being protected from negativity.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced that moment when you have enlightenment that you have become your mother or your father to some degree? You know that moment when you're like, oh my gosh, I just became my mother or I just became my father.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody does that. But it's important what you do around your children.
It is. It is. It's important.
Good and bad.
And, you know, for me, what I like to tell people is, you know, if nothing else, it's a wonderful coping mechanism, you know, because let's take out all the woo-woo, all this spirituality or whatever. It definitely calms your mind down. It definitely lowers anxiety. It's free. It's non-toxic. And it's convenient. Like, you can just belt out with a chant anywhere, like as you're driving or before a meeting or whatever. Like, you can, I mean, you can make it quieter so that people aren't looking at you or anything. But it's like, you know, other people are
I'm
like
thinking about myself chanting and I'm dying laughing just thinking about it.
I would die.
I would die. Too. Like, okay, so give me a line to do.
A line. How about gam gana pataye namaha?
Ooh, that's a good one.
What?
Yeah. Try it, Bern.
Your turn.
It's what?
Gum.
Gana.
Pata.
Yay.
Nama. Ha. Ha. Yeah. I cannot repeat that. Yeah. Except maybe the
Gana.
Gum.
Gum gana pataye namaha.
So that one. Do you ever feel? Never
what
mind.
Does that one mean?
That one is bowing to the energies that help you overcome obstacles in your life, and that's the one I've been chanting now for almost 5 years.
Wow.
Daily. So I say it 108 times a day.
Do you keep count?
You say it 108 times a day, and you keep count? Yeah, that's a curious question.
With
the rosary, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
The same number of beads that are on a rosary or the same number of beads that are on a mala. A mala is like one of those little necklaces you see hippie people wearing. They actually have a purpose, and you just move a bead over every time you say it. Gum gana pataye namaha.
So what's the significance of 108?
I knew you were going to ask
of
that.
Of course I'm going to ask.
It's the significance of 108. I'm going to mess it up, but somebody Google fact check me here. It's something about the circumference of the earth compared to the circumference of the sun. There's some correlation between there when you break the numbers all down. 108 is like the cosmic number.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, we used to say the rosary growing up in the evening at our house. Usually the older kids didn't participate. My parents had a big gaps in time between children. It was almost like two separate families. But I can remember saying the rosary with my mom and my two sisters at night. And I have to say that it was very healing. It really was.
There's a lot of similarity between Catholicism and there's a binding thread for all religions, but particularly some of the chanting that's done in Catholicism is very similar to Hinduism.
When my friend Ines passed, we said the rosary numerous times with her, you know, on her deathbed. So I'm going to start welling up here thinking about that. But, you know, it was very cathartic in the sense that you can't change. We couldn't change what was happening.
No.
But somehow it brought all of us peace and love and healing and these things that are intangible, but they're very important and they're very real.
Well, a lot of it is because when you're chanting something, even if it's different words, you know, you can intersperse different words with different meanings. But at some point, it all becomes not necessarily monotone, but there's a particular vibration that everybody kind of gets into. And it's that vibration. It's 432 hertz, and what that vibration is doing is that's the living vibration, the vibration of a rock, of a flower, of a cloud, of everything vibrates at that. So when people start chanting the same thing, it's bringing everyone together. It's bringing you closer to the source, to life. It's bringing the people that are around you closer to the source, and you're all connecting as one, the way that it's meant to be.
Okay, I'm gonna have you write down that chant. I want to be connected to the clouds and the rocks and the flowers.
It's not just
and
that
the trees.
Chant. It's lots of chants. Yeah, well, that's why people say ohm.
Yeah, it's ohm, right?
It's ohm. It's 432 hertz.
432 hertz. Yeah. I love it. My energy is going to be spreading all over Dallas all weekend long, everyone. Let's say ohm together.
Yes, ohm.
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 Right. Okay, another big shout out to our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. Sun Warrior, great company. Paleo Magazine, the H-Hep Company, Sunlight and Infrared Saunas, and the Wellbeing Journal, and of course, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Everyone out there, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.